more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. We've been setting the stage for the Winter Olympics, which open on Friday morning in Sochi, Thursday evening, our time. If you spend any time watching the Winter Games, you're likely to see a barrage of commercials in which athletes sing the praises of their food-related sponsors, from McDonald's and Subway to Kashi breakfast cereal. But what does the diet of an Olympic athlete really look like, or taste like, for that matter? Kristen Kipp has some insight in that area. She currently works as the wellness coordinator at Marquette University, but she's also a registered dietitian and certified strength and conditioning specialist. She joins us in the studio now. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thanks for having me.
When we think about the training regimen that an Olympic athlete or any elite athlete has to go through, how big a part of the equation is nutrition?
Yeah, nutrition is huge. They have to be fueled appropriately in order to meet the training requirements for them and to meet the performance requirements of their sport.
They can do all the adequate strength conditioning and endurance conditioning that they want, but if they're not eating right and appropriately, this could spell the difference between performing well and not performing well?
Right. Athletes need to fuel their bodies appropriately to perform. In order to train to their highest potential, they're going to have to eat the right amount of foods at the right times as well. So they're going to have to make sure that they're fueling their body before their workout. They're going to have to make sure they're getting, you know, their recovery foods in. You know, that's the only way that they're going to meet their performance levels.
Well, and so let's talk about that timing. How does nutrition as a way to get ready for competition differ from nutrition in recovery? That is, you know, how do athletes need to eat differently, say, the night before a major competition versus how they should eat after it's done?
The general rule of thumb is that we're not going to eat a meal earlier than 3 to 4 hours before the event. They're going to maybe have a small snack 1 to 2 hours before. The night before, they're probably having a carbohydrate-rich meal and probably lower fat, easier to digest, but kind of loading up for the next day. After they perform their event, their recovery nutrition needs to have a little bit of carbohydrates and a little bit of protein, and there's really a window of opportunity, you know, the first 30 to 60 minutes after exercise to eat. That's the best time to replace those muscle glycogen stores. It's the best time for protein synthesis to occur, and so they need to be paying attention. So having, you know, some chocolate milk, half a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, something like that to help their recovery.
I keep hearing about chocolate milk, and what is it about chocolate milk versus white milk that makes it such a good energy supplement?
Chocolate milk has the right amount of carbohydrates and protein needed for recovery. It's also got some just, you know, basic sugars in them that are great for that muscle glycogen synthesis as well.
Well, and, you know, what often feels like it's missing from the conversation is taste. And I would imagine there's something to chocolate milk as, you know, something that an athlete would enjoy drinking after a big race or a big competition.
Right. It does. It tastes great. It's easy. It's nice and portable. It's a quick snack.
Well, and we talked about taste as far as chocolate milk goes, but what about the idea that athletes ought to be eating things that maybe feel right for their situation, that, you know, that their bodies are speaking to them as they're exercising or getting ready?
I think there's, you know, there's something to it. If you're hungry for something, your body's probably craving it. It probably means that you need it. So if you want to have a hamburger or whatever it is, you should eat it because your body probably needs something from that.
Using some common sense, of course, though.
Right. Not eating a big meal before a race.
Which is why you don't see Shawnee Davis standing there and eating a cheeseburger right before he gets on the ice.
Right.
Is there a tricky balance to this equation during something like the Olympics in which an athlete might have to perform at a high level either every day for 4 or 5 days in a row or have multiple heats of a race on the same day? And so they're fueling up and then they're expending energy and then they have to go right back out and perform again?
I don't know if there's a special trick to it, but they're definitely going to have to, you know, make sure that they're getting all of those nutrition needs and that they're going to have, you know, food with them, depending on their sport, too. You know, you have to think about, are they on the hill, you know, skiing? And are the foods going to freeze? That kind of thing. But they're going to have to plan ahead. And that's what the great thing. They have the dietitians there to help them do that.
Well, and, you know, most of us have seen athletes in long distance events or endurance events. And sometimes they're scarfing down squeeze packs of food and Gatorade. Or in the case of, you know, you watch the Tour de France and people are handing them, you know, cheeseburgers. Burgers as the event is going on. What is ideal in terms of refueling as exercise is going on?
Well, you want something that's easy to digest. And for athletes, it's probably very individual. You know, what can they take? For some, you know, jelly beans may work. Some can do the protein bars or
the goo or
the
whatever.
Goo,
yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Thank you. Something like that. But some people can't stomach that as well. So it's really what they're able to handle. You don't want to have anything high in fat that's going to be harder to digest. So something easy to digest. And, you know, liquids are great for that because they can go right in or generally easy on the stomach.
Most of us have also heard about the idea of carb loading ahead of a big race or a big competition. And I guess we've known about this concept for a long time. Is there some debate about the degree to which carbs ought to play such a key role? I mean, nowadays, we also hear that too many carbs can get you fat.
Right. Well, for athletes, you know, carbs really are the energy source for their sport. They have to have enough, you know, and depending on the type of sport that they're doing as well, that's going to play a role.
Well, and that's another good point because, you know, I would gather that someone who's an endurance athlete has much different nutrition needs than someone who is, you know, say, a weightlifter or a baseball player or, you know, someone who does high intensity for a fairly short amount of time but doesn't have to make that nutrition last over, you know, 2 and 3 and 4 hours.
Right. And somebody who's in a nutrition sport has got to be fueled up appropriately and then has got to have those snacks during the race, depending on how long it's going to keep them going.
What are the most common mistakes that people make or misconceptions people have about eating in athletic training?
Yeah, I think if they're not practicing as they're training and know what their body's able to handle during the event, that can be a problem. Also, again, eating too soon before an event can have an impact as well. We don't want to eat a big meal before the event. You're going to have a smaller amount of food, lower fat, that kind of thing.
You mentioned chocolate milk. What about sports drinks, you know, the Powerades and the Gatorades of the world? Do they play as important a role as the people who make Gatorade and Powerade would like you to believe?
Well, they're easy to digest, you know, a great source of carbohydrates for them. Don't have the protein in there for recovery. So, you know, during a workout, during an event, you know, that would be a great source. But you can also make your own energy drink or a sports drink if you'd like.
How do you make your own energy drink or sports drink?
I don't think I have a recipe, but I think, you know, some water, some sugar, some, you know, flavoring, some salt. I don't have a great recipe for that.
Well, and finally, what about, you know, I know that athletes often train at intense levels for a while, then they ratchet it back, and maybe there's a period of rest in between major competitions. Should their eating habits be different when they are not necessarily undergoing a hard workout every day?
Well, their caloric requirements are going to be different, obviously. If they're not having the training volume during that off season, they're going to have to eat less. But the kinds of foods are going to be the same, you know, lean proteins, lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, that kind of thing, and, you know, fats from healthy food sources. So that isn't going to change. It's just going to be the amount that's different.
Well, very good. Kristen Kipp, thank you so much for adding some perspective to this for us.
Thank you.
Kristen Kipp is an employee wellness coordinator at Marquette University, a registered dietitian and certified strength and conditioning specialist. She was formerly a coordinator of remedial physical fitness programs in the Marine Corps. ¶¶